splendor. I am the point of gathering of good things because I am the pointed instrument of good news. Splendor is the brightness of your rising, like no one can do much on earth until the sun rises. The brighter your rising, the clearer and more appropriate the quality that can find you. God has a way of bringing everything together that no man can put asunder. If God rises like a torchlight on you, things will begin to find and come to you, just like you found and came to God. This is splendor. Things that cannot find God will think they have once they have come to you, because of God's splendor over you. The earth is indirectly covered with darkness. All its people are hidden by deep darkness. But Jesus, or just like the sun, everyone comes to where it is. Everyone trades when it appears. Everyone holidays where it rises. Indirectly, the sun coordinates human activities, transactions, and businesses on earth. And they that have the sun have good people around them to trade with. So it is with splendor. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Isaiah 60:3. The sun brings light and brightness. Light is common to whatever shines. Brightness is relative to the kind of light that shines. God is light of a type whose brightness is unapproachable. It's in intensity and flux, so you have more brightness to deal with in God. Splendor is what you can see that people cannot understand about you. The interpretation of their confusion leads them to come themselves with gifts like the rest, as if they were mesmerized. God is not the only one who gets brought offerings and gifts. Offerings are brought to those who truly possess God too. Who are these that fly along like clouds, the Bible says, like doves to their nest? Some things will call you home. Light and the sun have the mesmerizing effect of drawing objects to themselves. The feeling is to these objects is as if they are coming home. Light draws us as if we came from it. Splendor is beautiful light. Light and splendor are weapons or instruments by which God will gradually, surely build his new heaven and earth, selecting the best of the previous worlds as raw materials. Nothing was made that was made except by God. Splendor is the method God will use to gradually sieve people, places, and things from darkness into light. This is what the Bible says. Anyone that will see the light of life will receive salvation. Anything that will see the light of the dawn will cease. Anyone or anything that will not see the light of the dawn will cease to exist. The path of the righteous is like the glimpse of the morning, growing brighter and better, the Bible says. This is the verdict. John 3 says, light came into the world, but men chose darkness because their works were dark. Light shines in darkness, but darkness cannot understand it, for it is overwhelmed by it, the Bible says. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light. On your day of sorrow will end. To those who live in Naphtali and Zebulun, at the way of the sea, your light has come. Then will all people, by selection of light, be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. God says, this is the method of selection in splendor, they are the shoots, light growth, I have planted to respond to light. the works of my hand for the display of my splendor. Your response to light, to splendor, is a divine indication of whether or not you are planted by God. Light and darkness will one day be permanently separated. Splendor is the intermittent or intermediate process of accomplishing this. Splendor is powerful. It's irresistible. It may be the most obvious proof that some have God and you don't. What they have is what you lack: preaching grace, power to set free and be free, release from darkness, bind brokenheartedness, years of favor, defeat of their enemies, and foreknowledge of all these things that are to be. Transference of splendor to others, oil of gladness instead of mourning like the rest, a crown of beauty instead of ashes. These are oaks of righteousness, a plantation or a selection of God Himself for the show or display of His splendor. Something He has, no one else or nothing else can give to humanity. Splendor is God's signet ring, the truest of God's reward, a crown on your head placed there by God Himself. The gifts of the Spirit are products of God's splendor for His display. God needs to help our brightness stay up long enough to win our victories over the kingdom of darkness, who works in the dark when the sun sets.